Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We are broadcasting live from the Green Space. And you can join us virtually through our live webcast, streaming now at wnyc.org/soundcheck. We were listening to some music from the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. Now we'll move from Broadway to Brooklyn. The last time singer-songwriter Sharon Van Etten joined us on Soundcheck was after the release of her 2010 album called Epic, a bit of which you're hearing in the background. It earned lots of critical acclaim and praise from fellow musicians. Bands like Bon Iver and The National started covering her songs. Now Sharon is back with a forthcoming album called Tramp, and she and her band are going to give us a preview of some of it, beginning with a song called Give Out. Please welcome Sharon Van Etten.
Thank you.
The song is called Give Out. That's Sharon Van Etten and the band live in the green space. You missed your cue. Let me introduce the rest of the band. Doug Keith on bass, Zeke Hutchins on drums, Heather Broderick was doing backing vocals and will play numerous other instruments, and of course Sharon Van Etten playing the guitar and singing. So Give Out, first of all, good to see you again.
Good
to have you back on Soundcheck.
Too. How are you?
Good. The new album's called Tramp. Having just talked about Porgy and Bess being a little bit of a loose woman, you know, tramp can have a couple of meanings. You don't mean that kind of tramp, do you?
It's a little tongue-in-cheek, I guess, but it was mostly from moving around a lot and also kind of admitting that I'm kind of a goofball, you know, like Chaplin or something. So kind of owning all of those sub-meanings, I guess.
I had forgotten about the tramp, the Chaplin, yeah, of course. Now, that song, Give Out, you know, it has that recurring line, you're the reason I'll need to move to the city and why I'll need to leave. You know, were you doing a lot of moving around during the writing of these songs, the making of this record?
Yeah, for about 2 years I didn't have a permanent place to live. Kind of cliche New York musician, but, you know, we toured a lot and there was no point to pay New York rent when you're only home a week, a month, you know?
Mm-hmm. So just
good friends and
couches,
comfortable couches
and, yeah.
And visiting the parents more often than usual.
Where are they? The parents are in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, they're in New Jersey.
Okay. But you're now part of this burgeoning Brooklyn scene, working with members of the National. Aaron Dessner, the guitarist, helped you produce this record?
Yeah, he's been so amazing. He's helped me learn how to use pedals like like a rock star. Not me, him, but... he's been so amazing to help me learn how to take these demos that were just guitar and vocal and help me learn how to
flesh them out.
Write instrumentation.
Yeah. Let's hear another one. You want to do Leonard?
I would love to.
All right. It's Sharon Van Etten and the band live from the green space.
There he goes. He finally closed the door. I turned the lock, feeling more confused than before. What gives? I thought that you would love more. Now you're a coward, sure. Then he rings, looking his. Thank you.
song is called Leonard. Once again, Sharon Van Etten and the band performing some music from her forthcoming album, Tramp. Sharon will be on tour this spring and is performing here in New York February 24th at the Music Hall of Williamsburg in Brooklyn. And then February 25th, the next night, here in Manhattan at the Bowery Ballroom. We'll take a quick break, have more with Sharon Van Etten and the band, more live music. This is Soundcheck, live from the Green Space. We are back, sound check, live from the Green Space. I'm John Schaefer, and we are getting a preview of some of the songs from Sharon Van Etten's forthcoming record, which is due on February 7th. It'll be called Tramp. I am actually quite fond of this next song you're going to do for us, Sharon. Will this be the single Serpents?
Yes, hopefully.
Okay.
You guys like it.
I like it. Let's hear it. It's Sharon Van Etten and the band on sound check. Once again, Sharon Van Etten and the band, and Serpents is the name of the song. And on that song, Heather Broderick switched off to bass, and Doug Keith picked up guitar. They're both switching back. Sharon's still playing guitar and singing, and Zee Cutchins still behind the drum kit, playing live at the Green Space. So, Sharon, you were talking before about, you know, spending a couple of years between these two records with kind of like no fixed abode,
right.
You know, sleeping here and there, couches, friends' couches, an occasional sublet and stuff, while you were doing so much touring. I see that you have like a huge spring tour planned. So, lesson learned or not really?
No. I just can't stop, you know. I like writing, I like playing, and I feel like now's not the time to slow down. You know?
Well, you've got the album coming out February 7th. How did this happen? I mean, how did you first get into the music industry? It wasn't as a performer, was it?
I ended up getting a job as an intern at Bada Bing Records in Brooklyn and learned my way around with the help of Ben Goldberg and my friend Alicia.
And when you say, you know, you got a gig there, you mean like sending out press releases, that sort of thing?
Door to door, played guitar, you know, just like, what do you think? Give me some tips. No, just kidding. I started as an intern and started doing mail orders and researching blogs. I didn't even know what a music blog was when I started working there. But I learned how the... I followed my friend who was more of a publicist for Ben at Bada Bing, and I slowly was learning how to do that.
It's an odd trajectory to go from publicizing music to actually write. When did you realize that, first of all, that you could sing like that and that you had, you know, this songwriting ability?
Well, when I was little, my mom let me dress up and dance in the living room with my sisters, and we just sang, like, to Del Shannon or Leslie Gore and stuff like that, and she never told me to stop.
Well, good for mom. So the album Tramp is, this will be your third full-length release.
Correct.
And then the spring tour takes you here and there, but you now have a fixed address, right? You finally settled down.
Yes, I have a home. I live in Ditmas Park now. I live on the top floor of a house.
Very nice. So you're in the same neighborhood as the guys from The National, mostly.
Yes.
Aaron Dessner, who helped with the record, Bryce Dessner, who's on the record.
Yes.
There's like a whole community out there now.
Yeah, there really, really is. So supportive, super friendly, like a real neighborhood.
All right, good. Glad to hear that you now have a place to get your mail. And where aspiring Sharon Van Ettens can send their pitches and their
I love postcards.
PR releases. Let's hear another song. You want to do Ask?
Yes.
Once again, it's Sharon Van Etten on Soundcheck, live from the Green Space.
Too much to ask.
Ask is the name of the song from the album Tramp by Sharon Van Etten. She and the band performing on Soundcheck live from the Green Space. And somewhere around four or five, I lost track of the number of different instruments you have Heather playing on this stage here, just in this brief. Whose band is this, really?
I don't know anymore. I don't know.
What is that like, going from, you know, solo kind of do-it-yourself to, you know, being responsible for three other human beings when
That's
you're out
terrifying.
On the road?
It's the beginning steps to realize whether or not you can be a parent. I'm not a leader, but I have a great, great team, so we all kind of do our thing and have great suggestions and work really, they're great people to work with.
Well, you guys sounded great here with us on the stage here at the Green Space today. Sharon, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
The album is called Tramp, a little bit of it in the background. Once again, Sharon Van Etten on Soundcheck, live in the Green Space. Song's called All I Can from Sharon Van Etten, and that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow we have a special program, a one-hour full-on segment about the so-called art camp at Terezin during World War II. We'll hear a Holocaust survivor's memories of that camp, which really did produce some amazing and enduring music and art, as well as unspeakable horror. So the story of the so-called art camp of Terezin tomorrow on Soundcheck, and the Nash Ensemble is coming in from England to actually play for us some of the music that was composed by inmates at that camp. That's tomorrow's edition of Soundcheck, and if you miss anything or just want to hear it again, don't forget about our Soundcheck archives online at wnyc.org/soundcheck, or get our free podcast, which you can subscribe to on iTunes. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineers today and also included George Wellington and Chase Coulpon. The program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Brett Jaspers. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Rachel Smith and Chris Nolan. I'd also like to thank Indira Itwaru, Ricardo Fernandez, Isolt Tyler, and the entire team here at the Green Space. Thank you all for being such a great audience. I'm John Schaefer. One last time, it's Soundcheck, live from the Green Space.